This train is inbound.
From Sector C.
My crime is that of outsmarting you.
If you have not yet submitted your identity to the retinal clearance system,
communications interface online.
You're not dealing with AT&T.
Automatic medical systems engaged.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Defensive weapon selection system activated. Have a very safe day.
From San Diego, California, I'm Drake Anubis.
And from Florida, I'm Enigma, I guess, today.
Did you forget?
I forgot my name today.
Well, how's it going down there besides that?
Oh, not too bad. Are you happy I got your sound equipment and I sound better now?
Oh, do you hear him, audience? Do you hear him?
Are you ready for a miracle?
Oh, feel it, audience. Enigma, say something. Speak to the people. Or not.
Oh, that was good. That was perfectly timed.
Yeah, audience, I have a soundboard set up here for a different show, but I had to plug it in so I can route something into here for today, because we have a special thing going on. So do you want...
I still think we should, add that soundboard in our normal rotation.
Yeah, we just need to get some clips. We need to have some things to say. The closest I can do is say, it's important to have good audio.
It matters a great deal!
That's like the best I got.
Yeah, but we need
clips
like it.
Relevant to the show.
Yes, we do. Anyway, so what have you been up to, Drake?
I have been mostly preparing to go on a road trip, and I've actually spent more time preparing for this show than preparing to go on the road trip. So whenever you're ready, I'll launch into a world of wonder.
So are we talking about your topic tonight?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
That's why I have the soundboard set up. It wouldn't be here otherwise.
I'm cool with that. So I've just been working. As my usual self,
Cleaning the windows, mopping the floors?
Yeah, cleaning the windows, mopping the floors.
Do you have the Rubbermaid mop from the last show?
I do not have the Rubbermaid mop. I should pick that up,
With the hairnets and the socks?
Yeah. And I'm just going to go with the whole thing of me being a janitor because you're not going to let it drop.
Because it's true.
I'm just going to take it and roll with it.
You know, I posted those pictures of you mopping those windows. What do you call it when you do the window thing?
Squeeging the windows?
Yeah, you would know if it's your job, yeah. I posted the pic, walked right into that one.
I must be tired. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so far ahead that when I look back, I see me coming.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
How far ahead I am.
Okay, Whatever floats your boat.
I think we should just break right into it, because I know you have places to be and things to do.
Yes, I do.
Well, tonight I want to talk to you about scanners. Not the... document kind, but the radio kind. You may not even have heard of this technology, but it is out there, and I assure you it is fantastic.
Kind of like a police scanner type deal? Or
exactly like a police scanner. In fact, a police scanner is just a subset of scanners that will only do police channels. But
yeah, certain bands. Yeah.
Although usually you can use the terms interchangeably. But I should explain, I guess, what a scanner is. So in the air, there are radio waves floating around. And you can tune into them if you have a specific radio, like Wi-Fi tunes to a certain band, 2.4 gigahertz. Police use certain bands. Usually it actually varies now if they're using a trunk system or depending on the jurisdiction. But there's a lot of stuff floating through the air. And if you have a scanner, it's almost like you have a radio that can work with any other radio, and you can tune into the frequency you want. Like the radio in your car goes from 89 to 100, and I think it's 102 or 107 in the U.S., it's like that, only it goes down to 25 and up to, 1300. So you get a lot of stuff to listen to. Indeed. So why is this useful? Well, I'm not sure that it is. There is a thing you can do where you hit, the WX button, and it will give you that automated voice that tells you about the weather, saying, hurricanes approaching from north, south, hurricane. Yep, that automated weather voice.
Yes, I know the automated weather voice well.
Living
in a hurricane torn state, you get used to the weather radios.
I thought you meant you just kept it on all the time. I'm like, man, the weather's not that important to me.
No. But every year or so around August, July, August, it becomes... Actually, we haven't had a major storm around here for a few years, but like one summer we had like four in a row, you know, and all of them hit us. So it was
just
great.
Your house, no one else's little tornado going around?
No. It was just our area got, you know, slammed. You know, the central Florida, I guess. So,
well, that's anyway. Cool. It's good for your business. A lot of cleanup to do, a lot of windows to wash.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, but I suppose you could also argue that it's good for listening to the police or fire to see if they're doing their job or something, but I can't think of an act. It's a fun toy to have. Although, interestingly enough, I just happened to be looking at the form you fill out if you want to say that you've seen a crime anonymously. And one of the things they ask you under the drug dealing section is, do you suspect that a police scanner is involved? So apparently they take the the threat of drug dealers using police scanners as a lookout very seriously. And I didn't actually think that was that prevalent.
Well, so you know, people being nosy, you know, wanting to, you know, police scanners or, you know, those type of scanners used to be available, you know, fairly easily to get a hold of, you know, Radio Shack or...
Yeah, Radio Shack used to make some of the best ones. Well, not the best ones, but the cheapest ones. In fact, yeah. I actually have a Radio Shack scanner on my shelf somewhere.
Pick one up for like $50, you know, $50, $75, yep. And, you know, off the way you go.
They lasted forever. You know, people use them for NASCAR events too, but I suppose that begs the question, if you can listen to police and fire and all kinds of magic stuff, is this legal? Well, actually, yeah. In fact, it's not only is it legal, but it's considered almost like a right to bear arms things because people have challenged it in such a way that it's saying, well, no, we get to have a check and balance on the police department. If they can break into our homes, we get to listen to what they're talking about, that kind of thing. Or I guess a better example is if they can wiretap us, we can wiretap them, sort of a thing. So it's actually very, very legal to have. The only exception is that they block out certain bands, like the old cellular band is blocked out, the modern cordless phone band is knocked out so you can't listen to phone calls. And they have some interesting rules around it. Usually if you commit a crime that involves a scanner, the penalty's higher. There are laws to what you can do with the information you find. Like, you can't sell the information. You can talk about it, but you can't sell it. And it took me a while to figure out what they were talking about, because what would you possibly hear that you'd want to sell? And it's for these companies that will, like, listen to taxi dispatch companies or, like prostitute dispatch, or not prostitute, what do I call them, escort dispatch services. They'll listen to that and then get a taxi or a girl at the destination faster and steal business from someone else by listening to a radio network like that.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, the taxi band, that's on there too, right? Like the...
Yeah, no, you can do that. That's why they had to pass a law saying it's illegal to listen to them and then sell it to your taxi company or whatever.
Right, I'm sure there's plenty of fun and interesting information you can find out.
Yes, you can. In fact, I have a couple things programmed in tonight, and I'm listening to the scanner with one earpiece, waiting for something in particular. So when it comes, I'll jump into it, because it's worth... just so I can catch it. So if I stutter a little bit, because I'm having two conversations, but although I stutter all the time anyway.
Yeah, I know you do. It's okay.
Well, I think faster than I talk, and right now I'm looking at all these levels, and there's pizza all over my notes, which are actually useless, so it doesn't really matter. But
yeah, you just ramble. It's okay. It's okay, Drake. I know.
So these things are easily available, as we touched on earlier, and I suppose you know there's a lot out there. What do you want to look for? Well, you can buy the cheapest thing possible and be happy if you've never done this before. The only distinguishing features, really, is that they have things like larger bands, certain extra bands are in there. A big thing is that the really expensive ones, like I have a BCT-15X made by Uniden, it's an unbelievably great scanner. But what makes it so great is the way it can handle trunked systems, and trunked systems are a way of consolidating radios for both security and just performance on a certain given set of frequencies. Because let's say you have an entire law enforcement agency, that would be a lot of frequencies if you wanted to have a bunch of police all talking to each other. Like, if you wanted to find a certain, you know, just your partner or whatever, you and your partner would have to have, you know, just a certain set channel, and it consumes a lot of bandwidth. So what trunk systems do is all the radios will share a set of frequencies, and when they transmit out a code. It's usually called a talk code if it's a Motorola system or other code types. And you'll have a radio tune to say, well, unless a transmission comes in that begins with this code, don't open the speaker. So that way you only hear and can only talk to people in your particular talk group. And if you tune to these frequencies without a scanner that can follow trunks, you just hear a bunch of random conversations because the radios are skipping around to whatever frequency is available, and you're hearing just all kinds of the conversations don't flow.
Yeah, we had a similar setup at, I worked at a correctional facility for a couple of years, and we had a, for all of our juvenile correction officers, they would carry a radio, which worked, you know, it was just basically a scanner that they could talk on. Like the master control, the ops area would be in the scenario that you were talking about, would basically just scan all the frequencies and could pop in and listen on any particular, you know, conversation.
Yep, that's about how they work. In fact, they make radios that are called transceivers.
Your quality just got really bad.
Fascinating. Stand by.
You sound like Robo Man. Nope, still Robo Man. Yeah, really Robo Man.
Okay. Anyway, now that we're back, I think we're just touching on trunk systems and how cool they are. And
yes,
there are a couple other features you might want to watch out for, like with the BCT15X, you can actually plug it into your computer and control it with the computer, which is what I'm doing right now. And there are these really cool benefits to that because there are sites like, am I going through a wind tunnel? What the hell?
Hmm?
Oh, fascinating. Can you turn yours to only transmit when you're talking?
Okay. Oh, is that better?
That's a lot better. Okay, so.
Okay.
This time.
So this time for real. Yeah,
this,
go ahead.
This time for real. So trunked systems, that's a benefit. If you want to plug it into your computer, which is great, because there are all these, you know, sites where you can download trunk systems and frequency lists and just shove them into the scanner, and that's wonderful. There are things like BandScope where you can say, look at bands 96 megahertz to 100 megahertz. It will scan each channel very fast and repeat the scan over and over and show you a peak graph of which channels are transmitting so you can hone in on things. There's a great feature called Close Call. It's branded differently amongst the different scanner manufacturers. But basically, devices exist that are called frequency counters, where when something starts transmitting, if you're close enough to it, it can count the frequency of the transmitting thing, because it's so powerful that it almost kind of drowns everything else out at close range. So with the Close Call, it's like a built-in frequency scanner, where it waits for something nearby to transmit and then locks on to it. So you can be on the freeway and a cop can pull up next to you and talk on his radio and your scanner will automatically lock onto it, which is very
interesting.
Yeah, it's very cool. I've only used it occasionally. It's you kind of forget it's on and it scares you. It makes a loud noise. But that's about it on the features. If you just want to break into the field, just go on Craigslist or eBay, like $30, pick anything up. It's going to be fun. So,
good times.
Good times indeed. Now, we talked about trunk systems. So let me give you an example of one of the cool things you can do here. Let me do this. Hold on. That's not right. Okay. So there's a trunk system in place for SDG&E, San Diego Gas and Electric, and the individual talk groups are labeled. So if I lock onto one like a computer help desk, we usually get lucky about this time. So...
Yeah, twice today I've got a message on my MDT that says the A6 AX 88772 USB 2.0 to fast Ethernet adapter has exceeded the power limit of its hub port.
Oh, I had that problem earlier.
If you plug
and what
into
is
it,
that?
This is San Diego Gas and Electric.
No, I meant what is the whole exceeded power?
USB trackball.
It's an amperage thing.
Just plug that in today, or have you been using that?
The exciting conclusion.
Give me a favor and go to start, and then go to control panel.
Well, they're actually doing troubleshooting over the air. Usually they're just calling the phone.
Click on hardware, and then device manager.
Yeah, that must be painful.
Yeah, I'm surprised the guy even has like
sufficient security privileges to uninstall device or change properties of device settings.
Yeah, because you're not an administrator.
Yeah.
I need to come in the store for me. I'll just take a look at that.
Yeah, really?
Okay, let me call my dispatcher.
Okay, enough of that. But so that's cool. So you can lock in on certain things. And there are other people talking on the SDG&E network. But because I was only looking for them and I was looking across the range of frequencies, I could find them and lock onto that. And similarly, I could do something like I can grab onto, this is a fruit picking company. Of course, that's very stereotypical.
Those migrant workers in San Diego?
It could actually be Mexico, you know, we're on the border, but I think most of the fruit grows in San Diego. So,
yeah. If I was guessing, it would be a migrant worker that came a little bit north of the border.
Well, you can tell because they're always over-modulated when they talk. This is true for Mexican radio and for Arabic radio. Like, whoever the guy's talking, they think it's close to, really close to the mic. It's like, and just it really peak things out. It's obnoxious.
You might want to be careful on the Arabic jokes. There are certain people that speak Arabic that listen to the show.
No, that's not a... That's like saying that, you know...
I'm just saying,
I know,
dude.
But that's like saying that in America we have really flashy news, and we do. We have people on Fox News that are like half naked talking about... I don't know what Fox News talks about. But no,
speaking of, I have a story later, so go ahead.
Write it down so you don't forget. But ask her if it's true that radio stations in the Middle East are way over-modulated. She'll be like, yeah, it's really annoying.
I don't know. I just find it noisy. If she listens to this, she's going to smack me, but I just find the language very...
That's so much worse than what I said. I said that they're yes. over-modulated. You're like, I hate the language. I hate the people.
I didn't say I hate the culture. Oh, you're so going to get me in trouble.
The audience can't tell, but he's burning a flag in the webcam. What are you doing? Where'd you even get that?
Okay, for those of you who don't know, you know, my girlfriend is
fiance.
Of 11, fiance, girlfriend. I use the words interchangeably, which she's probably going to hurt me for anyway. She is Lebanese, thus, you know, we...
Thus, her language is annoying, and she's a bad person, according to
Oh, man.
Just say what you said.
Damn it. Shut up. All right, move on.
And before you get into any more trouble, okay, there's things like, let's quickly get off the topic. What's fun to listen to? Radio's fun to listen to. Oh, radio. Air traffic.
Ooh, air traffic control?
Yeah. Oh, this is the military base.
Visibility 10, few clouds at 1,500, temperature 21, 2.13, 2.98.
Yeah, I know, because it says military base on the scanner.
Okay.
But what we're listening to now is actually here when we close this. That's actually what's called the ATIS, I want to say. That's a looping recording that they change periodically, and it's for when pilots are approaching or getting ready for takeoff or what have you. They tune to that, get all the information, and then it loops for like 20 seconds, and then they take off. Like, I can actually, there's a nearby airfield for, it's just, you know, it's an airfield, it's not an airport, it's just for people who own planes. If I lock onto that one, I have that one favorited, we should get a slightly different one, but that will also loop. Come on. Here.
You think you had it favorited.
Okay, nope, I thought I'd, oh, I see what I did.
Hotel 225, 3C the weather. Wind 2308, visibility 10, sky clear. Temperature 21, 2.14, altimeter 2986. ILS runway 28 approach in use. Start with the land, runway 23, landing and departing runway 23. Notice to airman, Montgomery VOT out of service. A full readback of all short instructions and runway assignments is required with your call sign. Advise you of information. Hotel.
Hotel?
Yeah, that's part of the phonetic alphabet, you know, like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie,
gotcha.
Delta. Yeah.
But it's hotel?
Yeah, well, did you get what he was saying there? It's actually, I think it might have been breaking up for you, but it played well for me. Yeah, what they do is each time they, the recording, okay, that's it. Things changed on your side?
Huh?
Never mind, crazy things are happening. But it's in one of those nights. The recording is updated every so many minutes, like every time condition. I think it's a periodical thing. So you have to say which recording you're listening to so that the air traffic controller knows if you had information that's now outdated. What he said, I can actually walk you through, because I have a passing experience with flight. My father has a pilot's license, and my grandfather worked for very, very high up in a certain airline. But What he said was this was recording hotel. There's an order these things always going. And he said the time was 2253. That's on a 24-hour clock, so 22:53. Wind 203 at 8 means that the wind is 203, like on a compass needle, and it's at 8 knots, the actual speed of it. And then he said the visibility, which is the different cloud levels, the temperature. He gave the dew point and the altitude. I don't remember them. I do remember he said that the altitude is on a 29.86, which is not, I'm sorry, that the altimeter is on a 29.86 thing. That's not a scale. It's a measurement of how much mercury is being used, and it affects your altimeter measurement. So you need to know all the measurements and then how they were measured. So they include the 2.86. And occasionally it's millimeters or, sorry, millibars or hectopascals, whatever the other language is. I have no idea what a hectopascal is. I only remember because of the programming language. And then he just finishes up with the runway 23s for landing and departing. He said that they do not have GPS-assisted landing available and that all instructions have to be read back to the controller. And then I'm pretty sure he said, I missed the landing, to tell the controller that you've read, that you've heard of recording hotel. So,
got it. Okay.
Now you know how to land a plane.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll be doing that in my spare time.
Yeah, well, I've always wanted a pilot's license. Oh, the thing I've been waiting for all night just showed up. Hold on a second. Patch.
10-4, 10-25.
4282.
Come on.
Police or?
No, no.
4282-9328-0870-3545. Expiration 1 of 13. Billing zip is 92123. Numbers on the back 242.
Oh.
Invoice 359628.
That's wrong.
The amount is 93.50.
So what do you want to guess that is?
I'm not. that would probably be a credit card number.
That's an incredibly irresponsible company that I don't want to give away any of their. I need to write them a letter and say not to do this, but they have people in the field, and those people need to be able to process credit cards. And to do that, they radio the credit cards back to HQ, and there you go. So you could just sit here all day and collect credit cards. In fact, if you go into other frequencies, I can probably find a couple more before the night is over. But that's just.
Would any of these be like a transportation company, perhaps?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Yeah, but so that's they make mobile units. So they cost a little bit, but they go in the car and you can swipe the credit card.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, I've seen them, but I've also seen.
You've seen this practice.
I've seen this in practice.
What's really bad is they give you all the information you need. They give you the numbers in the back, the expiration date, and more importantly, they give you the billing zip code. People don't know this. The way cards do validation, the way they tell if you're like making an illegal transaction, is that you need to have the correct billing zip code. So if I have your credit card, Enigma, and I use it, but I don't know your billing zip code, it will look fraudulent and suspicious, and you're not liable for it. It's not even the name. You don't need the name. You can put any name you want. Like, try it. The next time you buy something with a credit card, use the name, like, Dick Cheney, and it will go through just fine. But if the billing zip code is wrong, that's what trips up the whole thing.
Yep. And I'll just put a disclaimer here. We do not approve of any ill will.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Just disclaimer. Big red disclaimer.
Yeah, but I thought I'd make that, because that's pretty cool. But
yeah, that was pretty cool. I'll grant it, but very, very bad.
Extremely bad. Extremely unethical. Extremely unmoral. People need to, I'll write them a letter after the show, I think.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Small tangential relationship. I know someone who does, program the algorithms for credit card fraud detection systems. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know the number one thing you can do to just instantly kill your card with suspicious activity?
What's that?
If you buy three tanks of gas, it has to be three tanks, almost three full tanks, and then buy a pair of sneakers, your card will be dead, and you have to call and get it reactivated.
Why three tanks of gas? And
because that is like 90-something percent of all illicit transactions. Someone finds a card on the ground, they fill up their gas tank, they go, oh man, this is cool, they call their friends, fill up the friend's gas tank, and then they go out and buy expensive shoes.
Why shoes?
I think the people that... why bring me into it? Because I think that in the hip-hop and gangster and, like, black and Mexican culture, that shoes are a big deal.
Okay.
So, well, no, that's
You've
it's
just
a big,
alienated some of our audience, but that's okay.
Well, it's true. This is programmed into the system for just this reason. It's a statistic.
Okay. Alienating our audience, but that's okay. I'm cool with that.
I'd like to know if we have any people who steal credit cards. Well, we might, but
be careful.
Yeah. At any rate, so that's all the fun with scanners. That's all I got. Maybe if I can do something like this. Hold on a second. Oh, you know, let's try police. We haven't done police all night. Where's
Do a 350 Euclid on a CCW call. Inside the Starbucks, male told the RP supervisor that he had a gun because he was in blood territory and that he's a Crip. Try to get a description of it. But it should, again, should be inside Starbucks.
Inside the Starbucks?
Interesting. What?
Yeah, 2960 Altaver from this call over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just embarrassing. So, that's my whole deal. We can go ahead and end the show here. Do you have anything to add? You said that you had something earlier.
Yes, I have something earlier along the lines of we were talking about Middle East and Plexi's on a world tour. She's actually in China for a few days at a conference. And
ask her if poor people spend a lot of money on shoes.
I will. I will do that.
It's like rims for a car. You see this happen.
And I've been getting her to take payphone pictures around the world. So I've got some payphone pictures here, and I might post a couple of them up. I have no idea where this is from, but it's a blue and yellow phone. It looks really ugly.
Is it really big and obnoxious?
It is really big and obnoxious.
Yeah, Middle East.
Thanks.
Middle East or an Asian country?
I'm thinking it's probably Cairo. She was in, she had a 10-hour layover in Egypt. So, in Cairo.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, her.
That's a dangerous place to be.
She went out to see the pyramids.
Oh, I guess he's just gone. Oh. So. They're triangles. I could have just described them to her.
Yeah, you could have. But anyway. So I,
you know, they should really put the nose back on the Sphinx.
So I... So I might have some payphone pictures to post up in the show notes.
I wonder if the Sphinx talks funny because it doesn't have a nose.
Maybe he does. And I'm going to submit a couple to 2600, but I might post a couple just for kicks. Anyway, because you know that 2600 does the whole payphone pictures from around the world, right? The international payphone things.
From around the world.
Yeah, payphone pictures from around the world. I have some Australia ones, too, from last year when I was in Australia. So, fine. All right. So, I guess we're closing it for tonight.
Yeah, that will be the end of the show. Go to the site, hackradiolive.org. Greatest site in the universe.
And hackerpublicradio.org. Just, plug
second
my...
Second greatest site in the universe.
Second greatest site. Come on now. I'm... Your show exists because of me, okay?
I'm so pissed that your Alexa ranking is higher. Yeah. First of all, our show exists because of you. But,
yes. All right, our show exists because of of Hacker Public Radio, and before that,
that's a distinction that matters a great.
It matters a great deal.
That's right.
I'm going to enjoy that soundboard. By the way, can I have some remote? Can I have some remote capability on that soundboard so I can?
Yeah, you know, I have Jake working on a thing, but these things are just so great.
Now that snake has been infected by deadly toxins from cancer-infested rats.
All right. We're done for today.
Okay, see you next Tuesday, everybody.
Look at me still talking when there's science.